Indiana's Lieutenant Governor unveiled a strategy to promote the state's logging industry on Tuesday. As WFHB correspondent Rasha Kamhawi reports, the strategy report encourages the logging of Indiana's forests.
Indiana's second-highest-ranking public official, Lieutenant Governor Susan Crouch, is encouraging the expansion of the state's timber industry. Lieutenant Governor Crouch unveiled a strategic report on Tuesday at the annual meeting of the Indiana Hardwood Lumbermen's Association in downtown Indianapolis. The Indiana Hardwood Strategy Report details opportunities to expand the state's timber industry. Crouch says the logging industry in Indiana is often misunderstood and misrepresented.
Indiana has almost 5 million acres of forest land. 84% of that is privately owned. 16% is government owned. So what we have learned is that the total acreage of timberland in Indiana has been steadily increasing since the 1960s. Forests are growing in volume more than 3 times the amount being removed each year, which confirms something that we have thought for some time, and that is the hardwoods industry is committed to conservation and has embraced sustainable forestry practices.
According to the report, the state's hardwood industry is valued at around $10 billion and involves some 70,000 jobs. The Hardwood Strategy Report states in 2017, the value of Indiana's hardwood exports exceeded $250 million. Phil Seng is the lead author on the report. He is the vice president of DJ Case and Associates, a company that states its goal is conservation engagement. DJ Case and Associates is a Mishawaka-based consultancy which, among other activities, tracks public opinion and launches communication campaigns for its clients. Previous campaigns by the company include working with Illinois Department of Natural Resources to increase support for hunting. DJ Case and Associates has also worked with other states to boost sales of hunting licenses. Seng says Indiana's timber industry has room for growth.
Indiana has really great forest resources, and the people I talk to, both within and without the state, acknowledge Indiana grows some very fine hardwood, and we should be proud of that, and that just coming to the realization that cutting in general isn't necessarily bad. You know, I think a lot of people have that sense that cutting trees is bad, and certainly in some cases it can be, but I think there's also places like, well, now when we got the emerald ash borer, you know, causing lots of ash trees, you know, fully mature ash trees dying and not being allowed to cut and salvage, you know, harvest those trees, use that wood. It's just something we should all look at as a society, and look at when and how we can do cutting in a sustainable way.
The Indiana Hardwood Strategy Report states one of the challenges the hardwood industry faces in Indiana is the lack of access to forests. It lists ways to identify, support, and communicate with private landowners and encourages what it terms as the active management of private and public lands. Seng says wildlife can benefit from logging.
One of the things that's very interesting to me is everyone has heard of the need for old-growth forest because there are certain types of wildlife that need that to survive. Certainly that is the case. But what many people don't know is that there's certain types of wildlife that need young forests, that need openings, that need the full range of forest age to have healthy habitat. And so that's something that in the society's interest in keeping some old growth, I think the pendulum has sort of swung past the center point, and now we're at the place where there are many types of wildlife that are suffering because they don't have enough of the young growth. I think that's one of the interesting things, that coupled with the unmet demand for forest products is kind of one of the things that strikes you about the findings of the report, that it appears that cutting additional trees in the right places under the right circumstances, it would not affect the overall sustainability of forests in Indiana, and in some cases could even be positive. Again, the wildlife benefits that I mentioned is because of that growing shortage of young forest types. because of the, you know, we've really slacked off on or just reduced the amount of cutting that we've been doing over the years. And so that's just created this sort of lack of the younger age classes within forestry.
The report mentions a segment of the public opposes logging on public land. The Indiana Forest Alliance is a nonprofit statewide organization dedicated to preserving Indiana's native hardwood ecosystem. The Forest Alliance works with private landowners to harvest sustainably, but it wants to leave the majority of public land for non-logging uses. Jeff Stant is the executive director of Indiana Forest Alliance.
There's a discussion in there about how they believe that you could increase the harvest in the state forest without causing any impact on forest health or sustainability. And there we don't agree with that. We don't think there's any science behind that. We think that's just a timber industry driven argument that the lieutenant governor hasn't really looked into before she's made such a statement. There's all kinds of research that documents that logging in forests can harm forest ecology, and that the rate of logging currently going on in the state forest is harming forest health and sustainability there. They're halfway through a cutting cycle in which it's only 20 years now because it's such a faster cutting cycle. And that means that in another decade, they're going to have a hard time even finding large, high-quality white oak and red oak and poplar and walnut at the rate they're going. But beyond that, to get back to the health also in that statement that it's not affecting forest health, there's good research that Purdue University Fort Wayne scientists have done that's showing that we ought to be leaving the various species of ash in our hardwood forest alone, because there are small percentages of this species, of the, each of the five subspecies of ash trees, white, green, black, blue, and pumpkin. There's a little bit of each, a small number of each one of those tree species is actually resilient to emerald ash borer. And so when the state goes in and just salvage cuts all the ash out of there, saying, well, we got to cut it now or it won't have any merchantable value soon because of the emerald ash borer attack on these ash trees, what it's doing is it's cutting down the resilient individuals of the species that have the ability to survive the attack by ash borer and pass on those genes so that future ash trees are resilient to emerald ash borer. And in the process, it's hastening the demise of these ash trees across the Indiana forest. That's what logging more does to our forest. It is hastening their demise.
Stant says the woods of Indiana once comprised the center of the largest and most diverse temperate hardwood forest on the planet. These forests were virtually wiped out after America gained its independence, as lands were cleared for farming and settlement. 20 million acres of forests were reduced to 1.5 million acres. The forest slowly recovered, and today Indiana has 5 million acres of forest. Stant says those forests remain under threat.
We don't have to log, you know, 97% of our state forests. Most states do not do that. We can have both wilderness and areas that are logged in the state forest. We can benefit the timber industry in those areas and benefit the tourism industry in the areas that are set aside as wilderness. It doesn't have to be all one or all the other. That's really a false dichotomy that it has to be all one way or all the other, particularly when it comes to the public lands that we all own. And so there should be a balance, and that's what the issues are today about the logging in the state forest. There's no balance. It's all just devoted to making a dozen different timber buyers wealthy, and that's not appropriate in our view.
The Forest Alliance blames the Indiana Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry for the increases in logging. According to the Indiana Forest Alliance, logging in Indiana forests increased by more than 400% since 2004. At the current rate of logging, the Forest Alliance estimates that within about a decade, 95% of Indiana's state forests will have been logged. The Indiana Hardwood Strategy to promote the state's logging industry was commissioned by the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, the Indiana Hardwood Lumbermen's Association, and the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, of which Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is the secretary. The report was compiled by DJ Case and Associates and includes research from the Purdue Center for Regional Development, Purdue University Department of Forestry and Natural Resources, and Purdue Extension. For WFHB, I'm Rasha Kamhawi.